Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And guess who we have got in the house, Benny? She's here. Sue Storm, the angel lady.
She's back.
Hey, welcome to the show, Sue Storm.
Oh, hi, Pat and Benny. How's everybody doing?
We're doing thumbs up.
We're thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I'm ready to thrive, so...
Yeah. Well, let's tell folks about what you've been doing. Let's spend a few minutes and mention to everyone what you've been doing and how long you've been doing it with us. And also, I want to make sure everybody knows that you can find out more about Sue on her website, www.theangellady.net. And so, Sue, you know, you've been connecting with angels since very teeny-weeny, little teeny-weeny.
I was about 18 months old when I had a near-death experience, and I was suffocating at the time, and I saw angels flying over my head, and from that time on, they've been talking to me, and I've been seeing them and hearing them and feeling them. When I was around 4 years old, an adult male voice started giving me directions and reassuring me and telling me how things were going to be in the future. And many years later, I found out that that was Archangel Michael. So the angels have been setting me up for this for a long time, and they're just wonderful. I'm so happy to have them.
And you've been connecting people as well. And so I want to make sure everybody knows we open up these phone lines for an hour straight. Of Sue Storm, the angel lady. You get to call in. She will connect you with your angels if you have not had them. We're ready and fired up to go. Benny's already on the phone. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Now, make sure you hone in on the question of that you want to ask. So, Benny's going to be picking up these phones for quite some time, it looks like, over there. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. We'll connect you with Sue Storm, the angel lady. And, Sue, I want to ask you a general question while Benny is picking up the lines.
Okay.
And that is, in your, you know, what you... Right now, people are experiencing different forms of energy, different vibrational shifts. What do you feel, or what are the angels saying? How would they describe this time right now for people?
It seems like everybody's opening up. It seems like there's a shift in the energy. So for some people, it's uncomfortable, but they don't know what they're looking for or how it feels. And it seems like the consciousness is changing, and just the world is opening up. That's what the angels say. They're doing they're really down here doing a good job.
You know, sometimes when things open up, do you find that that for some people that opening up causes more? What do I want to say? More grief, more things in their lives that could be difficult.
Yes, and, you know, they say good things come out of adversity. So sometimes that happens. Sometimes it wakes us up. You know, if we're just moving along and everything is going well, we don't always take a step back and look and go inside and say, what's happening? What do I need to do? And most important, Pat, what is my life's purpose? A lot of this is about connecting. The angel just came in and told me that. This is the time to really hone in on your life's purpose.
Exactly. And so we're getting lots of calls around that. I want to invite people to call in so that you can connect with Sue Storm, the angel lady. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Benny is busy taking those calls, picking them up, making us a way to connect with Sue. But before we do that, Sue, now you have a favor to ask the listeners.
Yes, I do. If you have had a angelic experience, or if you've seen an angel, or you've heard a story about an angel, or you have a story about an angel, would you please email it to me, because I'm getting ready to do my next book, Angel First Aid, Remedies for the Soul, And I would love to put in some of your angel stories. The books are filled with real angel stories. My website is suestorm@earthlink.net. That's suestorm@earthlink.net. And just email me. Give me your phone numbers in case I have to check anything. And also, this is one other little request. If you've been using the books, and I know a lot of you have because I've sold thousands of them to you, if you've been using the books and had really good results, will you call me or will you email me and tell me about your good results? And we know Benny's had good results. And my number is 800-323-1790.
All right, so Benny is, he's off doing something. So we'll make sure that he's picking up those phones and connecting everybody, so just be patient. Sue, let's tell folks about what a reading is like for you when they do call in, what you actually will do.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. It depends on whatever they need to make their life better, whatever it is that'll help them improve their life. Are they looking for more money, more better health, find a soulmate? And then we just dig in. The angels give us advice. If they want to know about their future, the angels can hone in on or just weigh in on that and talk about it. And whatever it is that makes them move forward, that's what we do best.
Absolutely. Well, Benny, you're ready to hit it.
All right. As always, I'm going to spank it. Let's bring on Linda from Silverdale, Washington.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. And let me connect you with Sue Storm, the angel lady.
Wow. Thank you.
Hi, Linda.
Hello, Sue. I do have a specific question for you.
Okay.
I'm in, I guess you call it a lawsuit, and I just had a deposition the other day, and there's supposed to be an arbitration. I'm just wondering how that's going to go.
You know, I think it's going to go fairly well. Ruth, R-U-T-H, Ruth is the angel of divine justice. Have her help you out, but you know, think of her being there with you whenever, and ask her for help. But it seems like it's going to go pretty well, maybe even better than you think.
Well, that would certainly be nice, because you know it has to do with a little bit of money, so that would be nice.
Yeah, and if you want to call me at my 800 number after the show or another time, maybe we can talk more about the specifics.
Fabulous, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much, Linda. She was calling in from Silverdale, Washington. Let's move on to another caller. We now have Yvonne. She called in last hour. I think she wants another reading, Sue, so let's bring her on. She's from Monroe, Washington. So, Yvonne.
Yeah, I have a particular question. I had an angel that was assigned to me since I was a child. Her name was Serena. But she told me that because of where I'm at, she was, you know, leaving and others would come to take her place.
I don't know. When you have an angel that's with you, they stay with you your entire life. Now, other ones come in and go out depending on what you need. Like when you're child, you don't need an angel for career development. And when you're an adult, you don't need a child angel. So they move around, but the ones that are with you your whole life, they stay with you.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Oh, okay. So then I would like to know then what are the angels working with me currently?
Okay. Well, you have Cornell, the angel of decision-making, so it seems like you're going to be making some decisions soon. And Oh, good. Okay. And Loretta, the angel of new enterprise. Are you starting a new business or trying to do something?
Yes. In fact, I did just start my Lummi Lummi practice, but then also I've been expanded in my role, like coordinating workshops and things of that sort.
Okay. Well, Loretta's the angel for that. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Ah. Okay. Now, Gabriel, the way he works, is he in terms of the one responsible for my channeling?
I heard yes, actually.
Yeah, and my writing, is he the one that affects that?
Rita, R-I-T-A. Rita is the one that works with writing.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, good. I'm glad you called.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Yvonne. She was calling in from Monroe, Washington. Phone lines are open, 1-800-930-2819. And get this, Sue, if you even figured it out, Pat's answering my phones now. I don't have to do it right now. Yeah, I got to run the show. That's what I do best. So okay. Let's run off. We got about a minute and a half. Let's start with Linda. She's calling in from Santa Barbara. Linda?
Yes, hi there.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
What can I help you with?
Yes, what I want to know about is a new position for me, a change.
And can you give me a little more details? I mean, in the same company or...
something maybe different, or I mean, it could possibly be the same thing that I'm doing. I'm just kind of reaching out there to see.
Well, the angels say it's coming, but it's not coming as fast as you'd like. So we've got to get you to ask that the molecules move faster.
Mm-hmm.
That always makes things happen, so the molecules move faster to help me find the position that I'm looking for.
How do I do that?
Just like I'm doing it. The molecules move faster to help me find the position I'm looking for, and then you can be more specific about what that position is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do they see something coming?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
keep working at it. Keep working at it. It's out there. It just hasn't opened up yet.
I see. Okay, wonderful. That's about all you can say then, right?
Do you want the names of your angels? Have you gotten those before?
No, that would be nice.
Okay, sure. You have Nancy, the angel of productivity, and she works with your performance. You have Eileen, the angel of happiness, joy, and contentment. And they tell me when you get your new position, they're going to be really happy. And Michael is your archangel, and that's guidance and protection.
Yes. Thank you so much, Pat.
Cool. Will that work it out for you then?
Yes, I thank you very much.
Great.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks for calling in. And, of course, she was calling in from Santa Barbara, California, and that leaves another line open here at the Dr. Pat Show at 1-800-930-2819. You can listen to our special guest who's on the line with us, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. You can get your angels read and maybe a few questions answered. So we're going to run off to a break. You're, of course, listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by our special guest, Sue Storm. We'll be right back.
Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my...
Are you living the life you want? Dr. Lisa Cooney motivates, inspires, and educates listeners with practical tools to align their power with their passion, their life with their vision, and their spirit with their mission. Dr. Lisa teaches you how to attract abundance, how to manifest your dreams, and to live in truth, integrity, and love. She'll share with you powerful tools for co-creating the life you deserve, empowering your inner leader, and living your life balanced in mind, body, and spirit. These tools have been successfully used for over 10 years by participants in her Life Empowerment Action Program. Tune in to Cultivating Presence, The Psychology of Soul with Dr. Lisa Cooney, Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific, or listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Master Stephen Coe conducts miracles every day. His mission is to teach everyone how to do this for themselves. Stephen Coe is a master of the life force energy. Everyone is endowed by nature with a miraculous healing ability. Join Master Coe and experience your own life force energy at East West Bookshop, Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. and at the Seattle Unity Church, Thursday, March 13th at 7 p.m. Details at yourhandscanhealyou.com.
Tune in your radio to hear Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, as she uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. Carrie will read your unique energy field, connecting you with the treasures of your soul, your passions, and your true life purpose. Don't miss Carrie's weekly astounding and energetic predictions. Fasten your seatbelt as you take a wild ride with Carrie O'Connor. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The lifelong guidelines and life skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Ah, there we go. A little reggae version of the Juice Newton. Now, okay, so now that you played that version, you got to find the Juice Newton version.
Right? You're My Angel. That's what that was, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, get the Angel in the Morning one.
Oh, okay.
By Juice.
I'll look for that.
Right.
Okay.
I love Juice Newton. Do you know what my favorite song, all-time song, is?
You've got like a whole stack of them, though.
I know, but I got like a super, there's one that I just
the super
like,
duper number yeah. one.
Every time I hear it, I cry. Every time.
Oh, wait. Have we played
every
it before?
Time.
We played it
I don't
before.
Know if you played it. I don't know if you've been able to find it, but I'll tell you what it is, and then you could do it.
Would it be a Melissa Etheridge song?
No, it's actually a Juice Newton song.
It is.
It's called The Sweetest Thing. I love that song.
I forgot that.
Well, enough of me. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here today. We've got callers piled up, and we want to make sure we get to them. Sue, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show again and again and again and again.
And I thank you.
All right, Benny. You're the man.
All right, as always. And Chantal from Bellevue's calling in. She wants her angel, so let's bring on Chantal.
And let's make sure everybody knows, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take you. We're going to take you. Chantal.
Yes, hi, Sue and Pat. Thank you for taking my call. I'm doing great.
Good.
I would like to know who my angels are. I've never, I didn't ever know who they are, so maybe you can share.
Okay, well, here you go. You have Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration, and she gives you very good creative ideas, she's telling me. And then you have Tara, T-A-R-A, the angel of love. That's wonderful. Unconditional love and nurturing is her little job. And actually, love and nurturing is a big job, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Yes. Yes. Well, you did very well. I would like to ask you, I don't know why, but something keeps coming to me as far as moving and travel. What do you see in that area?
I don't think you're ready to move yet.
No. Well, it's not yet.
Are you looking for another job or another? Is there a reason that you're even thinking about it?
No, I was just, I'm in my late 60s, dear. People think I'm in my 40s, but I'm not working.
You sound like it.
I know. My daughter just turned 46.
Uh-huh, okay.
So, but what I'm, then do you see travel by this summer?
Oh yeah, travel definitely. Moving, I don't get a hit on that, but travel, you know, the angels just came in and said, go as far as you can go. This is something that really makes your chi flow. It makes your life happy. You know,
so yes.
Explore. You like to explore.
Do you see myself gone? I mean, I'll be away for a while.
You know, and I don't see. Are you thinking about a long trip, like across Europe or something, or what?
Well, yes, my daughters and grandchildren live in London, and I have a grandson in Switzerland. And the last time I was away for 5 months. So I'm just wondering.
It looks like you're going to do the same thing.
Oh, great. I need a change.
Good, good. Well, they'll be happy to see you, too.
I know. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, I'm glad you called.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks very much for calling in, Chantal. And she was calling in from Bellevue, Washington. 1-800-930-2819 is the number here for the Dr. Pat Show. Of course, it's Talk Radio to Thrive By. Our special guest is Sue Storm. The Angel Lady is here. So you got to give us a call. I know that was very exciting. Greg from Everett's calling in. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
So what you what? What's on your mind?
What's that?
I said, what's on your mind? You got a little cell phone action there going on there.
Yeah, I know. Basically, I've had some financial issues last year and the beginning of this year, and I'm just, A, I need to know who my angels are, and B, whether or not I got somebody working for me to help me get out of this trap I'm in, so.
Okay, all right. Well, the first thing is don't call it a trap. Call it a situation. That might be a little bit better, because then your subconscious mind doesn't grab it and extend it, okay? And your angels are, well, you have a prosperity angel coming right up. Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, is an archangel, and it's an angel of prosperity. So
Yep,
and Timothy is the angel of good fortune. That's another money angel. You've got two of them here. And your other one is Joseph, the angel of joy.
Wow.
And what they're telling me is that you just need a switch in perception. You know, you kind of spiral down. Now it's just think of yourself spiraling up.
Okay.
And you know, if you wanted any more information, my 800 number is 800-323-1790. And maybe we can do a session and I can give you some specific details and remedies and things to do.
Okay, excellent.
Great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Greg. He was calling in from Everett, Washington, and you said he had two money angels, huh?
Isn't that great?
Wow, that's a lot of ching-ching there. He should make it work for him.
I know.
I'm down. Well, let's see what Lynn has to say. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington. First-time caller to the show. She would like her angels as well. So, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and thank you both for making this available.
Good.
Hello, Dr. Pat. My question is about who my angels are, and I recently have had some good things going on with my lungs.
You said your lungs?
I think she said
L-U-N-G. Yeah, so it's a health question?
My lungs. I was diagnosed with asbestosis in 2003, and it feels, and I've been on oxygen since 2006, but it feels like things are going well, there's been some movement in my lungs. I'm going longer without the oxygen.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, let's give you your angels. You have Raphael, the angel of healing and compassion. So that's good. He's the archangel that's going to help you heal. And then you have actually Peter, the angel of good health. So there's another one that's going to help. And he's going to help with your energy. And Robert, who's the angel of balance. And as far as your lungs go, what I'm hearing is if you think of the air filling your lungs, I mean, just ask the angels to help you and think of the air filling your lungs, it's going to be easier. It's going to be easier to breathe.
Okay, I've been singing.
Just in your mind, visualize the angels filling your lungs with air, and do this a few times a day. It's going to be easier for you to breathe, and you'll be off the oxygen longer periods of time.
Oh, that would be excellent. Anything about me finding a home? Any home angels out there working for me?
And are we looking for a specific house or a place to live?
Just a home of my own, a place of my own to live.
A home of your own. Okay, you know, coming up. I just heard coming up, so it'll be soon. Just keep looking. Don't give up on it.
Definitely not. Oh, thank you, and I will. I'll ask my angels for some help breathing.
Okay, and also the angel of real estate is named Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So let him help you find the right home.
All right, and the balance angel again, please?
Robert.
Robert. Okay, Robert and Calvin. Thank you so much.
Okay, all righty. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Lynn, for calling in, and that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. And looks like we got a couple more minutes before the break there, Sue, so let's just run off to one
more caller. I love
this.
Do you know what we have going on right now? I love this. We have two callers waiting to chime in, both of them from Cape Cod. in Massachusetts.
They're probably on the
one of my. No, they're not.
The
they're not. No, really? absolutely not. I already asked
them.
This is like we're feeling the love in Cape Cod. Whoa. One of my favorite places. Hit it, Benny.
Right on, Lori from Cape Cod, and she needs her angels. It looks like a new global changes she's looking out for.
Well, more locally. Am I on?
Oh, yeah,
you are so on.
Well, I'm driving back from Cape Cod. That's where I grew up. Uh-huh. I was visiting my brother who is passing away from pancreatic cancer. And just looking for some good angels to guide us through this and make it, you know, warm and comfy.
Can I get your first name again?
Lori.
Lori. Okay, Lori. If you want to, and when you have a chance, will you give me a call and talk to me a little bit? Because we can talk to your brother too, and just help you out. This is a really tough time.
And, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's able to talk today. You know, after today, I think.
No, I mean, if something were, you know, I can kind of tune in, even if he can't talk to you.
I want the angels to just help him on his way. It's time.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
And the family all needs it.
Yeah. So Sue, you can do that.
Tune in to your show, and I'm driving. I'm like, oh, I'm tired of the music, so.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
He's 48.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He was diagnosed the end of November, so. It's a pretty aggressive and grueling, you know.
That's so sad. My heart goes out to you, and let's give you your angels. You have Lorena, Lorena, the angel of divine grace. And then you have Susan, the angel of travel. Obviously, she's looking over you while you're driving now. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we do on this show is we want to help you know that you can talk to the angels yourself. I'm going to keep you on hold, and you and Sue can continue this conversation, and she will be able to help you out personally, okay?
Oh, thanks so much.
All right, here we go. We'll take a short break. Oh, Benny found, wow, one of my favorite songs. We'll be right back.
See you in the morning, that old sleep.
Mama Kitty had no hope, shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
Stop surviving. Start living. This is the year to bring your practice and your patients to the next level. Come to the workshop that can help you transform your practice and your life. See how beliefs affect our bodies and learn specific techniques for creating optimal health. Sponsored by the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, this workshop will help you do all of this and more. Register now for Merging Alternative and Traditional Therapies, April 11th through the 13th in Hartford, Connecticut. Call 866-303-HEAL.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Open your ears. Open your heart. Open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Two shadows in the light, it's so dawn, the sweetest thing.
This is great. Listen to this. Wow.
It got to you. You were right. You're absolutely right. There's some behind the song she'll have to tell me later. And Sue, we're back with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yeah, very momentous song, and we appreciate it being here. And Sue, you all right?
Well, I'll tell you what it's about. I don't want to keep Lisa waiting because we have Lisa from Cape Cod who would love to connect with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. So let's go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Lisa, you're there.
I am. Hi, Lisa.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Lisa.
Good. Thank you.
Now, Sue Storm is here to help you. I know you haven't gotten your angels yet, so we want to give them to you, and then you have a question about your son, and we want to help you with that.
Yes. Okay, well, the first angel is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. And your next one is Kevin, the angel of friendship, and he tells me you're a very good friend and you have good communication skills. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Okay.
And then you had a question?
I did. And I have a son who is dyslexic and just been working so hard over the last 12 years to get him the help that he needs to prepare him, you know, eventually for his future. And just hoping to see who we can tap into to help him out some more.
Absolutely. Well, Peter is the angel of good health, and he can help. And also Jacob is the one who is volunteering right now. Jacob is the angel of education. And even in one of my books, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, I have a section in there on parenting, and we talk about, the angels talk about dyslexic and ADHD kids and what you can do and little remedies to help them. How old is he?
He's 13.
Yeah, so that's a possibility. But I'm the only thing else I'm getting is keep him away from cell phones. Does he use a cell phone?
Yes, he does.
Okay. We need to talk. Call me after the show. Because
okay.
It somehow affects the brain.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And, you know, I was sharing with you, Lisa, that, you know, when I was younger, they didn't really know how to diagnose this. I mean, we didn't have ADD, ADHD, and I think if it wasn't for Tom Cruise writing the book on dyslexia, I don't know that we'd have that. But, you know, part of the story that I shared was that, you know, because I flip things and I see things kind of differently, I was able to correctly dial Voice America, and because I transposed a number. And within 10 minutes, I had signed on to host my first show.
That's so cool.
It is so cool. And so, you know, there really are two sides to things. So I know Sue will help you. Thank you for calling in. And what part of Cape Cod are you from?
From the Lower Cape.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful place. Yeah. One of my favorite.
I'd like to say one more thing. Usually people with dyslexia
are really smart. They're just not, they just don't learn well like other people do, but they usually are extremely talented, gifted, and smart.
Exactly, and he is. He's a very, very bright boy, but it just gets frustrating trying to draw out those talents.
Right, right. So let's see if we can work around it. Give me a call, and we'll talk about it.
Could I have that number again?
800-323-1790.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
thank you. And we've got some lines open, boy. You know, this is, I guess we have to remind people that we've got Sue Storm, the Angel Lady here. We've got a bunch of lines open. And so we'd love to hear from you from anywhere in the country. This toll-free number works. 1-800-930-2819. And that's the toll-free number for the Dr. Pat Show. So it doesn't matter what day of the week, you know, you're listening, or whether it's Carrie O'Connor on Monday or Madeline on Friday. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's our toll-free number. If you haven't gotten your angels from Sue yet, she is certainly here to help you with that. And if you have gotten them and you have a question or comment, want to connect with your angels, this is another perfect way to do that. You know, Sue, I'd love to hear more about the stories that you were talking about in terms of, you know, the writing your book and what you'd like people to do, because, you know, this is very simply sending you an email to let them know how they've connected with their angels.
Yeah, either an email or a phone call. We gave out the 800 number. And just tell me. I know everyone has had an angel encounter, but from the time they were little. You don't know it. You think, you know, you might see something. You're not sure about it. But if you've had an angel story, an angel encounter, if an angel saved your life or just been there when you needed them, even a physical angel, even if it's someone you were somewhere and out in the desert needed a tire change and someone showed up and just did it for you, just any kind of a story like that, I would love to hear about it so that I could expand on it and put it in the new book.
Absolutely. And, you know, Benny and I shared stories about, and actually I have to get back to a couple of angel practices, because, you know, remember when Benny and I were talking, and Benny was specifically talking about getting his motorcycle and we were speeding up the molecules, and we haven't talked about that in a while. And I think it's important for you to share what it means to speed up the molecules and how we ask our angels to help us, especially in situations where we're not really feeling like we're helping ourselves all that much.
Right. Well, angels are there to support you and help you with everything, with your career, with your life, with love, with whatever it is that they can help you with. And one day I went up to the angelic realm and I asked, what is it that makes miracles happen on the angelic realm, and why don't they happen on Earth, and what can we do to speed things up? And they said, it's that the molecules move faster up here than they do down there. So if you just say angels, or you just say make the molecules move faster to bring me the love of my life, or to bring me the money I've been waiting for, the career I've been waiting for, just ask those molecules to move, and they do, and you get what you're looking for.
And that is so important for people that are out there today, because, Sue, there are a lot of people right now that are wishing and dreaming and changing their lives and doing many things. And what I've noticed is it's really been kind of interesting for us here at the Dr. Pat Show. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we've always had in our consciousness to expand and grow. And a couple of weeks ago, we did our first pilot on what it means to videotape the show. And we're also looking at, beyond videotaping the show, what does it mean to provide video streaming of the Dr. Pat Show, and how can we do that? And so out of that experience came a whole another dialogue on, you know, other ways we could reach people, because our number one goal and objective, it doesn't matter, you know, it hasn't mattered up to this point how we do it, but our goal was to reach millions of people to help them live life full out. I mean, this is about helping people like the callers today and what that means for them, and to provide not only inspiration and hope, but practical ways for them to create change. And that's why these phones stay off the hook. Right now, we've got a number number of folks.
Meaning ring off the hook.
They ring off the hook.
They don't leave them off the hook.
We put them on hold. That's what we do.
That's all we got
to
do.
We get them quickly. So let's go to the phones, Benny.
Yep, let's bring on Bill. He's waiting patiently. He's calling in from Kent, Washington. He's got a health question. He is waiting for an answer from a cardiologist and yet to hear. So let's bring on Bill.
Hey, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. Would you like your angels first? Should we give you those?
Yes, please.
Okay. Your first one is Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting, works with wealth and prosperity, so that's a money angel. That's good. And then, gosh, you've got too many angels again. You've got Katrina, the angel of prosperity. It's just like the Hurricane Katrina. Only it's a prosperity angel, money, health,
okay, well,
happiness.
Okay, well, hope so.
And then your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And you're having some problems with your heart? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, yes. I'm living in a place that's next to a railroad track. It's really dusty and stuff. I want to relocate before my surgery. Is there any possible way that I can?
Pat, can you repeat that? He was fading in and out.
Yeah, say it one more time, Bill.
I'm sorry. Well, I live next to a railroad track.
Yeah, you're next to, okay.
Next to a railroad track.
It's really dusty and dirty over here.
Yeah.
You know, and we're trying to relocate, me and my girlfriend, we're trying to relocate to another place. We're having a difficult time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any possible way that I can do this?
You need a few angels here.
Yeah. Calvin, again, C-A-L-V-I-N, is the angel of real estate. And, you know, the angels are saying they're going to help you get out of there as soon as you can because that dust is really hurting you. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, Bill.
Yes?
Yeah. And so the other thing that I know is, you know, they wrote a song all about you, remember?
Well, they did.
Okay.
They did.
And so we've got to make sure that these folks know, don't mess with Bill.
What song was that?
It's probably before your time. Maybe Benny can find it. It was a song called Don't Mess With Bill.
Okay. Well, don't mess with Bill.
I was like, don't mess with Bill. You know, like that? You don't want me to sing it. I don't want to lose listeners, okay?
Okay,
cool, Bill. Thank you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got Kay. We've got Nicola, we've got open phone lines, but we've got Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We'll be right back from a little shorty break.
Hi, this is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. From terminal abnormalities to abundant reality, how do we craft and design more abundance in our lives? And how do we allow for more possibilities? Join me and my international team of contributors. Please join me in this exploration and become part of the Vibrant Living Family, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150, KKNW. Your life's precious, enjoy it. Find the tools and resources and discover a new way of accessing those.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, NARDI.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Enjoy an evening with John Holland in Seattle on April 9th for his talk titled Messages from the Other Side. renowned psychic medium John Holland will present a fascinating evening of lecture and demonstration. John uses his unique style to explain some of the principles of communication with those who have passed on to the other side. He will also discuss information from his latest book, Power of the Soul, Inside Wisdom for an Outside World. During the second half of the lecture, John will deliver messages from loved ones on the other side to some lucky audience members. Don't miss this opportunity to see one of the most sought-after psychic mediums in the country. Join John Holland in Seattle on April 9th at 7 p.m. at Benaroya Hall. Visit thedrpatshow.com for more information.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I'm loving her. Actually jumped over three people to shake our hand at a concert one day.
Three people?
Oh, my God. It was awful.
What was that?
That was before,
just let her climb over.
Yeah,
you.
That was before we could post pictures on the internet. That would have been one of Dr. Pat's most embarrassing moments. There you go. All right, everybody.
I wish I would have seen that.
Oh, my gosh. It was a moment to remember.
The vertical. It was from 2 inches to, like, 20 inches.
I know. There you go. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, we've got folks on the line. Let's get to it.
Let's get crunk. No, we're not getting crunk. Kay from Seattle, Washington. She was calling in to get her angels for her granddaughter and also connect possibly a question with the soulmate.
Okay.
Kay, you there?
Hi. Yes. Hi, Sue. My granddaughter, Riley Rose, was born December 21st, 2006.
Good. And let's see, Robert, the angel of balance, is one of the angels. And then Theodore, the angel of kindness, is kind of an unusual angel, but this feels like a very kind soul, loving soul. And Archangel is Michael, guidance and protection.
Okay.
And do you have a question?
I do. I was wondering what my chances are to meet a male companionship. I have lots of girlfriends, but I want a male in my life.
Okay. Well, we want a good male, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you better be really clear about what you asked for.
Okay, so Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. And
okay.
And in the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book, there's a remedy to help you find your soulmate, but I do see it coming.
You do?
I do.
Okay, is there anything I should be doing to bring it quicker?
You know what? Ask your molecules to move faster, if you heard that earlier. And then
he was just putting me on the line when...
Then you say, angels, make the molecules move faster to bring me my soulmate.
Okay.
And the other thing you can do is write down what you're looking for and be very specific. You know, you don't have to say all facial features and stuff like that, but if you want somebody tall, thin, write down what you're looking for and read the list periodically.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Good luck. He's on his way.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, you got to be really careful. Make sure you're just nailing it down. And, you know, Benny, we could go out with that Juice Newton song. And after we take our next caller, I'll share why that song touches me so much.
All right.
Let's go to the phone.
Sure. Let's bring on Nicola. She's calling in from Bellingham, Washington. Great school up there, Western Washington University.
Okay.
She wants her angels, too. And she also has a question about her pet.
Hey, Nicola, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Am I saying that right?
Nicola.
Nicola, that's what I thought. I originally was going to say that, but then I did the other thing, so my bad.
You didn't trust yourself.
Stick with the gut.
Oh,
yes.
Oh.
She called you out on it, Pat.
Okay.
She should have stuck with it.
She could be a co-host on the show. Let me connect you with Sue.
Okay, Nicola, here we go.
You have Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, who's the angel of resources. That's opportunities, prosperity, and wealth. That's a money angel. And then you also have Tara, T as in Tom, A-R-A, the angel of love. So that's wonderful. And then your archangel is Uriel. So you got another money angel. You got two money angels. Isn't that interesting? Today there's a lot of people with two money angels. And Uriel is the angel of prosperity.
Great.
So
thank you.
Is that gonna? Is that feel like? Can you get in the mood with that?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Sue? Do you have something specific?
I do actually, and I'm not quite sure if it's the right question in the right place, but I'm having inherited my grandmother's German Shepherd, she's a beautiful dog, and I think her intentions are good, but she has she's very territorial, and so she's bitten someone who was jogging, and she's attacked someone else's dog, and when I keep her in the car, she scares people who walk by. And I'm just wondering what I need to do. I kind of wish I could just talk to her and let her know she doesn't have to be so on. She can be a lot more relaxed.
Have you contacted a trainer?
Go ahead.
That's what the angels are saying. See if you can find a really good trainer.
I have one. I actually have one.
Okay.
Dr. Scott Lynch's wife, Melissa, is a phenomenal trainer. And so if you send me an email, then I can connect you with Dr. Scott.
Oh, that would be great. Thanks.
Yeah,
you.
She actually...
And that was actually what was coming out for me, was to train. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds great, because she actually worked with my friend's Rottweiler, so cool.
And who, I'm sorry, just do I email Dr. Pat?
Yeah, let me give you the email. You could send it to Pat, P-A-T, at... Mm-hmm. thedrpatshow.com. So pat@thedrpatshow.com.
Great, thanks. And it's so Dr. Scott.
Yeah, Melissa. His wife Melissa is a trainer. Yeah, she'll come to your house. She'll actually come to your house.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Good luck, because I think the dog is a good dog. It just doesn't know what to do exactly.
She's beautiful. Yeah, she's a beautiful spirit.
Okay, well, this will make life much easier for you.
Yeah, everybody. Thanks.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye. You too. Wow, Sue, what a great show. I think it's important for us to give out information about you, your website, but also, I think it's great if you let our listeners know how they could tell you about their angel experience. I know Benny and I did, what did we do, Benny, the dollar signs?
We did the dollar signs. Right. We started out small. You know, you got to work with a little sense and change.
Right.
Work your way up to dollar bills, the George Washingtons, and then you move up to the Bennies. That's what I'm all about.
But you did both your hands and your feet.
Yeah. So it came four times as fast.
Yeah.
I'm good now, actually. Yeah.
So send Sue, email Sue the story so she could put it in her book.
I will do that.
Yeah. Email me, Benny. That'd be wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. So I have two books, Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, which is a general book, health, happiness, prosperity, parenting. We were talking about that. It covers everything the angels want you to know. And Angel First Aid, Rx for Success, which is how to find your life's purpose and be successful. Both of them have money chapters, because I know somebody's asking that. I can hear it. You can get them by calling 800-323-1790. I'll repeat it, 800-323-1790. I also do consultations that help people feel energized, healthier, happier, and just make life move faster and better. And my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And it's been fun, Pat, as
it's
usual.
Been great. Absolutely great. Now, Benny, do you have any questions for your angels as we wrap this up?
Ooh, well, let's see here. You know, it's for me, I'll be honest, it's still all about love.
Absolutely.
I was just going to say, the angels are saying to me, now, where is Benny's girl?
Oh.
So we got to find
still
the right
looking
one
for
Benny.
You, Benny.
Well, I want to tell you that, you know, the reason that Juice Newton song that we played earlier is so important to me. It's because when I hear that song, there are two very, very special people in my life. And every time I hear that, I'm reminded of the love that they unconditionally give me. And one of them, of course, is, you know, my best friend back on the East Coast. And the other one is my partner. And so, you know, it is those folks and the listeners, when I hear this song, I'm so reminded of how much love people have shown us. And so this song goes out to you.